It's Helping Hand. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the SPIN Network, Special Parent Information Network, parent-to-parent organization in Hawaii that provides information, support, and referral to parents of children and young adults with disabilities, and also to the professionals who serve them. The coordinator at the SPIN Network, Susan Rocco, and the program specialist, Amanda Ka'ahanui. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Explain what the SPIN Network is.
SPIN is actually more than 3 decades old, and we are a mainly phone support to families, but we have annual events like our SPIN conference that allow them to network, to get good information for their families.
We also provide a weekly e-blast of events and workshops, things that are happening in our community statewide. We have a quarterly newsletter that lets folks know what's happening in the state with special education as well as national trends, and we have a Facebook page and a super website that allows folks to get resources and information at their fingertips.
And some of the way that you guys work is to take advantage of the variety of other resources that different organizations that are catered towards supporting the disabled and their loved ones are offering and kind of helping to get that information out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks will call us and say, where do I find? How do I get to? What do I do? Is there something out there? Kind of that clearinghouse of resources. And we like to make sure that we're giving families a place to go that's not a fly-by-night. We also want to make sure it's evidence-based.
We started out using the traditional websites, and we discovered really early on that some of them misrepresent what they do for families. So over the years, we've kind of vetted resources, and we find out new things. People do volunteer information for us. And a great way to keep connected with agencies is through our annual conference, which we had on April 22nd. And we managed to have over 60 different agencies with their tables explaining what their services were.
I think one of the things that SPIN really has to offer families is Susan and I are both parents of a child with a disability, and that's a really valuable thing for parents to talk to other parents, and then we can get them connected to other resources. Sometimes families call and say, my meeting is coming up, I don't know what to do, and we can just sit and talk story with them and say, what are you looking for? What are you wanting for your child? And help them feel confident and to be the advocate that we know they can be for their children.
Our funding is actually through the Department of Education. Legally, the U.S. Department of Education serves students with disabilities and young children with disabilities up to age 22. So that's our general population that we serve, 0 to 22. And not with direct service, but with information support and referral. We also know a lot about adult services. And our specialty is the parent support.
So if we know that there's a support group that's happening, if there's a workshop that's happening, a conference, we're going to link families up to those existing supports.
And the conference that you guys did?
This year we had about 500 attendees. It's parents and professionals. It's folks with disabilities. We do 16 different workshops throughout the day. As Susan said, we had over 65 different organizations and agencies there as a resource room. We do an awards luncheon, really celebrating families and professionals. And then it's just the networking. So we do get families, about 80 this year, from our neighbor islands that we're able to bring over with the help of some of our community partners as well as our contract. So new families are meeting other families that have similar diagnoses. And the thing is that we don't all have to have the same diagnosis to be on the same journey.
That's very true, and it's a great point. There's a thing that you begin to share with other people regardless of whether it's a visual thing for somebody or somebody else can't walk or somebody has a cognitive thing because you run into similar roadblocks.
Absolutely.
And it's really about overcoming them, I guess.
Yeah, and advocating. And we really advocate for partnership. So we're really trying to help the families and the professionals to come together equally so that we can be partners in this child's education and move forward.
Do people have to pay for the services?
No, we're a part of a state agency, and our project is funded through Department of Education, actually. DOH houses us, but DOE feeds us. The only thing we charge is a minimal fee to feed folks at the conference, but every other bit of advice or material that we can give families is free.
The conference, is that an event that you need volunteers or?
We're always looking for help and volunteers, absolutely. If folks are out there that want to help or want to come and contribute, just give us a call. We also need help spreading the word. letting families know that the conference is out there. Many families, like Susan said, just don't know that SPIN exists.
On that note, Footsteps to Transition Fair in October.
It's a Department of Education event, and we have community members that come together and plan it throughout the year. Every year it's in a different district. This year it's going to be at Windward, and it's for families who have kids that are in either middle school or high school and getting ready to plan that transition out of the Department of Education. Mm. Are they going to move on and get a higher education? Are they going to get a job? Are they going to move into an apartment? Are they going to go to a program? What is it that they need? And so we are bringing resources together for families to kind of figure out what is out there. What's the next step?
In terms of people coming to that, that should be if you have a loved one who is soon going to be exiting the school system and you're looking to figure out what will be their next step. Are you also looking for service providers?
All of those things. Families with a child in middle school, 14 and above, especially the high school families and their kids. And then we are looking for our resource tables. Mm-hmm. So yes, if you are an organization that is supporting students and young adults and even older adults with disabilities, then we would love to have you as a resource. And we don't want to have too low of an expectation. Most of our kids can do something. Mm-hmm. It could be a micro enterprise, like Susan's son has a wonderful micro enterprise that he does at home with supports. It could be working in a store or a restaurant. It could be out volunteering in a library or other things. So we don't want them to say, oh, you can't do that.
Right.
You can. You can do anything you want to do as long as you have the right supports to do that. Do they like to go to school? Well, maybe they can take a class at the community college with the right supports. Mm-hmm. And families often say, my kid could do that. Yes, yes, they could if we can get you connected to the right resources.
You're talking about not limiting people's potential.
And, absolutely.
And a lot of the time, you might be alone in your struggle, but when you have a chance to talk to people who are also going through this, you may be inspired.
We find that fear of the unknown is a lot worse than the known. Families often will avoid planning because it's just too scary.
Right.
But the sooner you do something, the better you feel about your child's future because you feel that they have options.
That's a real good point. You don't want to procrastinate on some of this stuff, and some of it's just not fun to deal with. Other ways that the audience listening can get involved?
Well, if you are an organization that has parent-to-parent support, we would love to hear about it, especially for our neighbor island families. If you are doing a workshop, if you're doing something professional development, we'll be happy to share that on our website. We have a great events page. We can post it on our Facebook page.
And this is kind of a big picture ask, but folks with disabilities belong in the community. They belong with everybody else. They have the same hopes and needs as all other citizens. So we just ask your listening audience to consider the importance of including people of all ages and their families in regular activities, whether it's church, it's clubs, it's sitting next to somebody in the restaurant and making them feel comfortable. We call it inclusion, but mm-hmm. it's aloha.
A lot of people who are facing a heavy-duty disability end up becoming isolated because it's very difficult to get around, and they themselves will give up on getting around because it's just, I don't want to have to go through the steps at this place, that they don't have a ramp, etc., and it's a very common reality. It's so easy to take for granted, and you just don't realize what it would be like to lose your mobility or any of these other facets that keep you functioning. The inclusion is a huge thing. I encourage any other nonprofits or organizations that work with the disabled or put on any kind of events that offer support for caregivers of the disabled to realize this is a great resource to help spread your message. SPINHawaii.org is their website. Email them, spin@doh.hawaii.gov, 808-586-8126.
We have a great resource for families called the Parents Guide to Special Education. You can access it via our website, and we also have hard copies, some guidance and understanding of what our Hawaii state laws for special education are.
We love to quote a famous advocate named Pete Wright, who says, unless you plan to take your child out of public school and take them to private school, you need to treat your relationship with school like a marriage without the possibility of divorce. And often we can point them to folks within the school system that can be their ally.
At HawaiiPublicRadio.org, all the contact information, the radio feature, the full interview, all of our other Helping Hand segments. Coordinator of the SPIN Network, Susan Rocco. Program Specialist, Amanda Ka'ahanui. A thrill to have you guys on Helping Hand. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's a unique resource when it comes to getting resources for the disabled. It's a very difficult thing, and a lot of people will just spend their whole life not knowing about something that's out there. So it's really important. That's the whole idea of doing this bit. And I thank you very much for coming and doing this with me.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for your mission.